All right.
It's Friday, December 18th, 2020. I am Anthony Ferraro.
I'm Kellyanne Walworth.
And it's the Blind Buskin Podcast.
And 9:32 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's right, baby. We back on the East.
Eastern Time Blog.
We made it back to the East Coast Time
We're
zone.
In Ohio right now.
Ohio.
On my way to see my sister.
Seeing Carly and Josh and Hazel. Shout out, fam.
Family. All right, so we just came from St. Louis, Missouri.
It wasn't misery, though. It was a great time. We stayed in the last hotel
of our trip,
which was actually called the last hotel.
It was an awesome hotel.
It was really cool, like exposed brick.
Part of the Unbound collection by Hyatt. So it was like Hyatt bought these
boutique
chain or whatever, and it was nice. St. Louis is a pretty cheap place to get a hotel, so we just picked like really the nicest one that we could find. It was like $100, so we were like feeling so good once we checked in there. And then when I put two and two together that it was called the last hotel and it was our actual last hotel, I was bugging. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I really enjoyed that aspect.
Yes, so we got
in. Then we got in and we
picked up, we called in some food.
We got the shaved duck.
Amazing.
Barbecue.
Highly recommend.
We got the brisket that was smoked for 14 hours. Vegan friendly. Just kidding. It's not. And then we got some other stuff like ribs and chicken wings. It was really good. Smoked barbecue.
And we brought it over to your friend's house.
And we brought it over to my friend Adnan's house. My friend from the judo team. And it was really cool to see him. He works at the school, Missouri School for the Blind, like right down the street from him in St. Louis. He's a Braille teacher. So it was really good to, you know, kind of see where he lives and meet up with him. I haven't seen him in a long time. Yeah, he had a really cool condo. It's really set up awesome. And he was very hospitable, and it was just such a nice night. Really good catching up with friends, seeing him, and then, you know, talking about memories with judo and stuff too, and what to expect. And we ate, we munched.
Yeah, we ate with Adnan, and then we went back to our hotel and passed out. Woke up in the morning. I had some work calls I needed to join. And then we decided to pick a place to do a live stream.
And we picked the...
I wanted to get the Ark in the background, so we were trying to figure out how to get us there, and it just, it really worked out perfectly. Like,
there's this huge Ark in St. Louis that's like so freaking tall. I think it's like 640 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's really old, and they made it to symbolize like freedom and
the gateway to the west.
This is cool.
Expansion of America.
Expansion. What is it? From sea to shining sea. What's that called? What's the belief that America spans from sea to shining sea? What's that called?
Nationalism?
No. I forget. I'll find out and put it on our next podcast. Or you guys can leave it in the comments.
Are there even comments?
I don't know. Is there comments? You can read it. Leave it in the review.
Yep.
Or just text me your answer.
Yep. Or email
Pangea.
Us.
Nope, that was not it.
No,
that was when the continents were all one. Alright. Okay. History lesson over. We're heading to Ohio. Oh, we did the live stream.
We did the live stream and it was awesome. In the background.
It was really cool because I was playing this Grateful Dead song and then this guy walked by who had two dogs with Grateful Dead collars on. So it's like,
he gave me $2.
The timing was impeccable. Just like this whole trip.
Yep.
Impeccably.
Yep. So 30 miles We hit 8,000 miles. We're at 8,466 miles on the car now.
That's right. Plus 800. So we over 9,000 miles.
On our trip.
Oh my goodness.
My brain is starting to mush up.
Starting to?
Yeah.
Kelly has no more brain cells. She's shot.
I'm gonna.
I was holding the wheel while she drove today at one point.
Because the self-driving wheel turning makes you hold your hand on it. And so I made Anthony hold it while I was eating something. That was funny. I was like, I never thought you'd be steering for me, babe. But we are gonna stay here till Sunday. So we're gonna have a couple nights to rest, and then we're gonna do another 8-hour push.
Home.
And we will be home on Sunday.
It's kind of bittersweet because it's like, this is coming to an end, and I'm a little sad, but, like, we also need to get home and rest.
I'm sad, but I'm also happy because of how back-to-back everything has been with this trip, just trying to match the holidays, and it's like, we haven't really, if we had taken, like, 5 days every place we went, and, like, it would be, like, more leisurely, but it's been go, 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 and I am ready to just stop.
Ready to just no.
Ready to just chill for a little bit, and I just want to reflect on everything that has been.
Yeah, so you want to find us, you know where you can find us once we get home.
Yep. Third app.
Yeah, that's what's up. Don't say the address though.
I won't.
People's know where we be.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. If you don't, oh whoa.
But yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to see Carly, and Josh, and Hazel.
I haven't never been to their new house.
Yeah, they have a new apartment. I'm really excited.
2 bedrooms, so we have our own room. Shout out.
Nice, shout out. Own room, guest rooms. And then, Hazel's their dog, by the way. She's a good dog. Kelly's been crushing it. She really is, like, driver of the year, the decade.
Really, actually wondering if there was any awards I could get for being like the most like, female driver driven the most
on her own
with male passenger in the car. Like that needs to be noted because every guy is like,
I know, but
I'll drive.
But like I should just be drinking the whole time then. Too bad I don't drink. Cause like this would be a guy who drinks like ideal thing.
Uh-huh.
You can just get a beer everywhere you stop.
Even though it's illegal to drink the car.
You drink it before you get in the car.
This has taken a strange turn.
Too bad. We don't drink, so it doesn't matter.
We do drink whenever we feel like it. But
yeah,
it's
but
like very rarely.
We don't drink enough.
You can't just say you don't drink.
I drink, but not enough to do
that.
Why
are you even talking about drinking?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm saying because
alright, anyways. That's been a tangent.
Yep. So now we're on our way to Ohio and we're close.
Yep. But not close enough.
Well.
So, thanks for tuning in.
It's been a real one. Hope you get to go see the live stream from today at the Arch. It was very epic and made some people there smile, so that was cool. And then stay tuned for Ohio. Y'all have a great day. God bless you all. God bless the USA. And I am Anthony Ferraro.
I'm Kelly Ann Walborn.
This has been the Blind Buskin Podcast. Do 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 do. All right, this podcast has been sponsored by, I don't think anyone sponsored this podcast today, so we are still waiting for more sponsors. You can contact us at asfvision.com or bookings@asfvision.com. have a great day. God bless.